We are in Daf Chavheim at Beis. We have two Taisvis and we have not yet learned on the Sudya of the Machlokes Rav and Rav Yosef. Now, let us first learn the second Taisvis, Veinoda Meisim Atzmei Roshim, and then we'll come back to the first Taisvis. Ve'ein odo meisim atzmei roshim. We heard that this was a member of Rove. Odom korev eitzel atzmei. Ve'ein odo meisim atzmei roshim. So Tosfos says this loshim, ein odo meisim atzmei roshim, haynu lifsoil es atzmei. That he doesn't have an amonis to passel himself. That is what Rove is saying. So therefore, Afilu, according to Rav Menashe, that Rav Menashe says, a gazlum de divrei teure poseleides ishe, kapone, but he's not nemon to passel himself to say that he is a ritzeya. So therefore, he's Nemo. So that's the Taich in Odo Meisim Atzmei Roshe. Avo, Nemon hu loima gabi achilas chaylev, meizit hayisi kida omar bekrisus. Now, let us just appreciate what Tosfos is saying over here. Taisvis, and we'll see the Taisvis that the previous Taisvis, that there is, in another Mesim Atzmei Rasha, there's another translation. Another Mesim Atzmei Rasha means that a person is not believed to say he did a Maisa Rasha. There's another thing. And if that would be true, if there's such a Mashmois, so then, if Edim came and said to a person, Achal Tachela, so you mechuyev to bring a korban. And he would say, Mezit Hayisi, sure I ate chela, but it was Mezit. So the shail is, can we believe this? We have to Edim, he ate chela. That what he said, Mezit Hayisi, there should be a problem. No, the Mezim Atzmei Roshe. So Taisha says, Avonemun huloime gabi achilas chaylev meizid hayisi kidi yama bekrisus. The Gemara says in Krisus that he's nemun to say meizid hayisi. But then Taisvis is Messiah very unclear. Dein lonu lo chayfe lahavi chumun lazora lafid dvorov. So Taisvis says, that means he's saying he was amazed. And he's saying, if he'll bring a korban, it's chul lazore. So even though we have epis aklal ein odim meisim atzmei roshe, there is such a thing. We can't hear that you did a meisim roshe. Abo le'idoch gisa, to force him to bring chul lazore, he's dining, this is an aveire, that we can't do. So, I can hear from him that he did a meisim roshe in order to pat himself from a korban. Now, from Taisus, it would seem that what would be if there wouldn't be a din of chulun lazore? Yeah, you bring a korban. It's a korban. If you're chayim, you're chayim. If you're potter, you're potter. You bring it, meche, teise. There's nothing wrong in bringing a korban. The shaila is, are you mechuyev or are you potter? And he'll come and say, I'm potter from a korban. I was amazed. It seems from Taisvis, we wouldn't buy that. We would tell him, you don't have any mnemonis to say that you are amazed in your potter. But Taisvis, but here he's saying something else. Here he's saying, no, if I bring a korban, I'm going to be yoiva nevera. We can't tell him for sure you're not going to be yoiva nevera, because we really don't know. Could be Taki was amazed. So Taisvis says, if he says he was amazing, al kaponim, we can't force him to bring a coat. But al kaponim, we see from Taisvis already, it's not so poshut that he has a grod in the monas to say he did a maisa resha. Bahada Kamrinam Beish Mekadish. Now Tosfos had a different Gemara. Gabi Haveli Minachaloina Minadliskime. There was a Meister that a person sent a Shliach to bring him money from the Chaloin. There was money in the Chaloin. Now by the Chaloin, there was Hegdish money. And the Shliach brought it, or he picked it up, whatever. So, that means if the intent of the Mishaleach was exactly what the Shliach did, there should be a din, the Mishaleach should be moil. So Zamila, he told him to take that money, and he took that money. So now the Mishaleach says, I didn't mean that money in the right side of the Chaloin. I meant the money in the left side of the Chaloin. So the Gemara closes Shaila, could we believe him? Can't we believe him? So the Gemara says, L'chari is a miku. If somebody wants to pat himself in the cold mila, so he is a miku. He could have said, I was amazed. So the Gemara says, no, No, a person can't say he was amazed. That's the Lashna Gemara. So now the Shaila, do we believe him? He says, I meant his different money. But he can't, so Tosfos in the Kasha learned Pshat, that the Gemara means to say that he's not Nemon to say that it was amazed. And we don't say what Tosfos says before, that we can't force him to bring Chulun Lazore. He's bringing an Oshim over here. An Oshim he can't bring Bemidovah. But this Gemara would seem that he's the Lo Ovi Dinish the Mashu Nashu Vashir Lo Memezer Yisi. So they says, no, you're learning along Pshat in the Gemara. Lav Mishum Shalo Yei Nemon Lo Memezer Yisi. The Pshita the Nemon, the same Svara we said before, that you can't force a person to bring Chulun Lazor. Ela Kloima Shein Berotzin Loima Be'inyan the Mashu Nashu Vashir. El Klang Al Tzilchus Migu. He's telling you, literally, I didn't mean that money. And believe me, because if I'd be a liar, I could have said, Mezidi Yisi. It's not a good migo. A person would not like to say, Mezidi Yisi. So, for Kelsey, you don't have a migo. Bim Taima, the Hashta Mashma, the Nirba Lerzoinai Posolaidis. And that's why Rav said, in order to make him out to my Rosh, he's not Nemon to say that he was a Nirba Lotzoyne. But Perik Zaboyer, Ikelman Dioma, the Choshe Dalarai is Kosher Leidis. How does this stim with our Gemara? Bishloime da Hosam, Bechoshe, Shuhu Poritz, Umisyachedim Arayis. Now what the Gemara says, the Choshe Dalarai is Kosher Leidis means he's Choshe, he's a Poritz. Is mishachad im arayis, aber voloi vaday bo la erbe, knepirish osam bekuntres. So memele, so he has nothing to do with our sugya. They were talking about a person who's choshed in a poritz. So he's still kosher ladies, doesn't lose his cheskes kashres. Uman de poich osam oni mori aboim bekasvei bekosher. The Gemara says, how could it be such a thing? That you give this person malchus and he's kosher ladies? Aine mishum de malchin aloi toiva hashmua. Yizir he gets malchus aloi toiva hashmua. That he was mishyachet. But he's not posel ladies minatayra. Bim toima. So Taisa asks now another kasha. Bechivadai bo ala erve amai posel. Horoshe de chomos beinon sheira lo shamayim vera la briyis. La shamayim vera la briyis. In order to be posel aides, Lava holds that you have to be a roshe de chomos. And Tosfos understood the lomdes of a roshe de chomos is a rara shamayim vera la briyis. Bizeh einay ra la briyis, gegein euchel neveles lahachis, de koshe le rove beperik zembeir. Eises rove says you need a roshe de chomos. And Tosfos understood the lomdus of a roshe de chomos is that's a real roshe, is a ra ra shemaim ra la briyis. So this person is not a roshe, is not a ra la briyis.
So he's not Ola, not Olam Pluch, he's not Frum. But an Eichel Nebel Slahachis is also not Frum, he's Kosher Leidus, Alibi the Rove. So why does Rove have to say over here, we know the Mesem Atzmei Roshah, he doesn't become Bosa Leidus. Geshloim Edavik Mei Eichel Nebel Slatayovin the Posa Lekulei Alba. Now, a person who is boyel arayis, he was nil balo tzoynay, he's like an eichel nevelis atiyovim, the posel kulam, afa pishayim ra la bris, the kivin the choshut laver bishvil hanos atzmai, an eichel nevelis atiyovim, so pshat is, why does he eat nevelis? Because nevelis, it's, if you buy nevel, it costs 70 cents a pound. By the Goyishe butcher. And if he eats kosher meat, it's much more, so. So that's why he's eating the velas. So he's postulated. Afo pishein rala bris. The kivin the choshud laver bishvil hanos atzmai. We see from this person that, to say that $2.50 a pound, it'll be over isurim. Is choshed nami lohoi cheke bishvil moment. So this person doesn't have an amonis. A person who is oichel nevelis l'tiyovin is choshed l'shaker. Because I see from his anhoge that for money, or for a gain of money, or not to lose money, he'll be over averis. So this person, if he says hey, this could be he's gaining money from it. So the same person, for his hano, he's over Isurim, he's a Nirbal or Tzoynoi. So this person is Apostle Laedis because he's Choshed L'Shaker. So Choshed L'Shaker is Apostle Laedis. So let us go to the previous Taisvis. Rava Omar Adam Korev Eitzel Atzmai. Rava said, Adam korev eitzel atzmai, is therefore when Adam meisim atzmai rosh. So he doesn't become a rosh with his agoda. Hiksha Rav Yitzchak ben Avrom, the beperik sheini diksubis, masik rove gufe gabi hodis nan hosom im eng sav yodom yoitzim imokim achet, הרי אלו נמונים לאמר אנוסים היינו. לא ישענו אלו שאמרו אנוסים מן המחמס נפושס. אברהם הוא מחמס מונים, מומן אין נמונים. פעמי נמונים דבלון לפלוגי דיבור ולאמר אנוסים היו ולאי מחמס מומן אלו מחמס נפושס. Now let us understand what Tosfos is asking. There's a Gemara in Ksubis. Moses in Ksubis, if Edom come, there were Edom Chsumim al Ashtar. The Shtar, it says that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. And you have these two Edom which are Gechasmet on the Shtar. Now the Shtar is Mechus Akir. So Shimon can't be Goyva with the Shtar because it's not Mekuyim. So the Edom come, the Edom Achsumim al Ashtar come, they tell Bezin as follows. Ksav Yadeinu Zeh, Tana Mezuyiv Tekishtar, we chasmit, Aval Hanusim Ayin, but Reuven never borrowed from Shimon $100. We were forced to chasmit the Shtar. So now, if they said they were Hanusim Machmas Nefoshes, so they tell Bezin that, he pointed a gun to us, he told us he have to chasme falsh. So he chasme falsh, but I'm telling you now that the falsh is star. So then, they're nemon al tzmigu. They have a migu. That means, or a pesha osa. That means if we're telling a lie, why do you have to be mekayim the star? I mean, without a kim, you don't have a star. So only through our kiyum You have a shtar, and we're telling you it's a posel shtar. So it's a peshosa, or migu. Why'd they have to be a liar? Why'd they have to tell you a nusima? Why'd they have to be mekayim the shtar, and now tell you a nusima, you know? I could have said it's a mezuyif to gestar. I didn't have to be mekayim the shtar. So they're coming with a migu. So if they say anusama yinu machmas, the foshes, they're nemon. If they said anusama yinu machmas momoin, they are not nemon. And the Gemara says why they're not nemon. Because they know the meisim atzmei roshe. Now, Rabbi Kiveger is ma'irer that, now what is pshat over here in odo meisim atzmei roshe? Here the din and other meisim atzmei roshe means not that a person does not have an amonis to passel himself. He doesn't want to passel himself. He wants to passel the shtar not because he's an eight passel, because he's a falsha edis. That's also true. If he dvorav, he's a falsha edis. Taki, he said, I'll give you $5, chasman the shtar. He said, it's a deal, we chasm it. I mean, Omais, he's saying he was a apostle aid. But he doesn't want to passel the shtar outside. He wants to passel the shtar outside. It means, I'm telling you, whatever it says in the shtar is wrong. Not because I'm a apostle aid. But the shtar is false. He never borrowed $100. And I'm proving to you that it's a false shtar. Because I'm telling the truth. Because I'd be a liar, so why'd they have to tell you it's a posel shtar? It's a false shtar. I could have said that it's a mezuyif tikka shtar. I'm the one that's mekayim it, and I'm telling you that it's a not true shtar. So lechayre here, he wants to posel the shtar mikoyach migu. But afal pikein, the Gemara says, if he says before Tais Viskasha, Afal Pikein, the Gemara says, Ein Odo Meisim Atzmei Roshe. So the Kvege asks, well, how does Ein Odo Meisim Atzmei Roshe come in over here? I'm not saying it's a Posel Shtar because I'm a Posel Eid. I'm saying it's a Posel Shtar because there never was a Halvo, and they have a Migul to prove it. Zutra the Kvege Zetman doch von Yene Gemara. That is a svore in other meisim atmei roshe, which we had seen in the next Taisvis, that Bezdin will not believe that you had done a meisim reshe. Bezdin won't buy it. I don't want to hear such things. So even though I'm coming with a koyach of migu, afal pikein, Bezdin will not hear such a thing. To such a svara. Ein odo meisim atzmei roshe. Now, im keinem anachnu, that to such a svara, ein odo meisim atzmei roshe, so so what is pshat in Rove? Rove only took care of one problem by us. Rava says, like a person says, Ployni Ravani Lirtsoini. So Lafid Vorav is Apostle 8. He's Apostle 8. So Rava said, in order Mesa Matsumay Roshe, that doesn't become Apostle al Yedei Piv. Adam Koravate Salatsumay, other Mesa Matsumay Roshe. He's not Apostle 8. Fine, he's not Apostle 8. Awak upon him, this person is saying, that he did a Maiser Resha. I mean, he's saying this whole Maiser Reviya was a Reviya L'Rtzaynai. So, if there's a klal, another Maisim Atzmei Rasha, I cannot hear that a Maiser Resha was done in order to be able to kill someone. The Gemara says, I can't believe that Maaser Resha was done in order to patel the Teveya. So how can I hear that Maaser Resha was done in order to kill the Teveya? This is all a Hakdama to Taisvis. So Tosfos understood, if we see this Yesod in the Gemara in Ksubis, that there's a klal in order meisim atzmei roshe, that I would not believe that a person did a meisim reshe b'noigeya to pater ateveya, so Ezichi can believe that he did a meisim reshe to kill a reveya. So kochach, we have to say that Rava holds pagin and dibura. And what does pagin and dibura mean? Pagin and dibura means as follows. That when this person says, ploini rovani lirtzoini, we say this, there are two statements being discussed in Bezdin. Statement number one is that this person was a reveya. That's statement number one. That's first on the agenda. Then there's another statement that he was the nirba. Was he a nirba v'rotzein or a nirba boines? Now, in statement number two, he is no nemonis to say that pleini rabani lirtzoini, because he is another person can passel himself. So in that statement, Samamela, since you don't have any nemonis, so this is off the record. So we don't have to accept what you say. So we'll say, Pleini Ravani, I don't hear such, so I'll say Pleini Ravani Lonsi. Whatever you said is not recorded in Bezdin, is not accepted in Bezdin. So so we'll say what it was. What you're saying is you don't have any nemonis. So we'll say like this, whatever your name on to say, is accepted in Bezdin. Pleini Ravani. So that agoda is accepted in Bezdin. The Lirtzoini is agoda that is not accepted. You don't have the nemonis. So we say, so we don't accept it. So we say, it's not the way you say. If you don't have any nemonis, so we say that it's not the way you say it was, and we'll say it was loinsi. So as the aloche of Palgin and Dibure, we fix up the Haggadah, since in the second chelik of the Haggadah, the second chelik is not mekusha to the first chelik, it's a different thing, which you don't have the mannas to say. So Mamela, I don't have to accept your explanation how your review was, and I could say I have a right to say it was differently. And we assume it was differently. And Fakir, so we say Pleini Ravani Loinsi. And that's the only way Tosfos understood our Gemara, according to Rav. So Tosfos asks, so over there's also the same thing. When a person says Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momin, so ain't not the mate, we can't hear such a thing. The apostle ain't not the mate Matzmei Rosh. He can't hear that he did a ma'aser resha. So say pagin in the bure. Say anusim ayinu. He says machmas momen. We can't accept such a thing. We can't believe such a thing. So don't believe it. So we'll say it was machmas nefoshes. That is Tosfos kasha. So why didn't you say pagin in the bure? Now, before we see Tosfos Terutzim, let us see the Tosfos Yeshonim, which says a very Gishmaka Teretz, and then we'll come to Tosfos Terutzim. For Oydish Loima, the Shani Hoche Sheyesh Lonu Loimar Palgin in the Bure, the Sheomar Pleini Ravani, when he, here in Agamore is a very parve case. When he says Pleini Ravani, this Haggode is a Haggode which is sufficient to kill the Reveya. This Nikud already, this is a different child. Agabi, the Haggode of Pleini Ravani is a Haggode Shleima Bifnei Atzmoi. And that is sufficient to know that he's Chaim Mises Bez. Now when he says, you know, but I want to tell you something, I'm not a kosher eight. Pagin in the bure. The mil said the rova shiva bifnei atzmai. Vahave ketrei diburi. They are two distinct diburim. So Memela, the second Dibur, he comes to tell us, you know, it was Lertzaini, this does not have to be accepted. You don't have any monies on this. So Lamaisa, we're not Geiris this Dibur, and we'll say, and we can assume different Shotim. Just like, a better example, but let's say a person will say, Reuven killed Shimon. Fine, Reuven killed Shimon. And then he says, you know, I'm a Mechalo Shabbos. I mean, so this Agoda, that you're a Mechalo Shabbos, is not accepted in Bezen. I mean, in Odom Kovei, it's a lot, maybe not the Mason Mason Melosh. I mean, it's a finish, so this Agoda is Stamos, they command the lesser. And, so now, but we have a Agoda that Reuven killed Shimon, so we'll kill Reuven. So the same thing over here, that what you said, you were Nirbal or Tzayni, this has nothing to do with the first Agoda. This is your status. If you're an Erlich Yidon, we're not talking if you're an Erlich Yidon, we're not questioning you this. We have different Oifanim to be Mavara that, and not the Mizbecheskes Kashkes. And you have no Nemonis to tell us that you're not kosher. So these are two distinct Diburim. So Memela, the second Dibur, we don't have to accept the way you say it. In fact, and we can assume it differently. If we don't have to believe you, we can assume differently. V'have kitrei diburi, avol hosom, ki omru anusim hayinu, ein adova klum at she yifrishu imach masbomin imach mas nefoshes. But when one comes to say anusim hayinu, we were forced to chas mefalsh. So this is explaining in what you're saying. How were you forced? This is already, this is a chelik, this is a pirish of what, how you on the apostle the shah, you're saying anusim hayinu, I was forced. So this is a intricate chelik of that agoda. So that I have to hear the whole agoda and I can't make over the agoda. If it's a second agoda, so the second agoda I don't have to accept and I can assume that it was differently. But to make over your agoda, this is one agoda. This is agoda you're talking about, anusim hayinu. And how you were anusim, that's a pirish of how you were anusim. L'chein l'yishayach l'chalik adibush, ein zeh b'loi zeh klu. That means this is a pirish. Now the same thing, l'chayru, we have to say it by our Mishnah. I mean, Rava said, Horaktiv is, according to the Tanakhama, is Nemon. So why is Horaktiv Nemon? Because really, Horaktiv is saying two things. Horaktiv is saying the person is dead. And how did he die? I'm the murderer. But these are two distinct inyonim. That means the how he was killed has nothing to do with that her husband is mutter, that she's mutter to get married. The hagoda that's matter, oh, he's dead. That's the hagoda that's matter. And now we have to know how he got killed. The skate Meron, how he got killed. She wants to tell me how he got killed and he killed him. So these are called two diburim. Here we can say pagin and diburim. Mashenkin over there, anusim ayinu, this is an intricate chaylik, you're forced, so, what do you say? What is pshat in the force? Well, you're forced with a gun, you're forced for money. So, here you can't say pagin in the book. That is what the Taisvis Yishonim says. Now let us see what Taisvis himself says. Ba'aymari, the loy pagin in the book, k'day livsel ashtar, so Taisvis says, it matters. That means, if you have B'li Hagodosam, you have a Birl, fakert what they're saying. That means we have a klal, Eidem Arsumim Al Ashtar, Nase Kimishenechkir Eidusam Bebezim. When you see a star, you have to assume it's a Nasa Commission Echidusim Bebezdin, that Bezdin questioned them and was Chayke them, and Bezdin was Mavar Tzakosher Ishtar. I mean, not Teirat Tzakosher Ishtar. So I have already an assumption or an halacha that Tzakosher Ishtar. in all, so to Allah al pagina de bure, which Vinish V is doctoring up their Haggadah, that's what we're doing. So Taisva says, you only doctor up a Haggadah where you don't have a bill of account. That means, in that case, Pliny Ravani. Fine. I mean, I don't have a Raya Fakel. By May's Bailo, I don't have a Raya Fakel. No, but the way he's saying it, there's difficulties to accept his Haggadah. So then there's a way of doctoring up a Haggadah with the Halacha of Pagin and Dibur. Mashenkin over there, if you have a Bilur of Edema, Halacha of Edema, Chsumim Alashtah, that's a Kosher Ishtah, so to say Palginen Dibure to be Seiser Halacha of Edom Sumer Shtar, that we don't say. Inami Hosam Bechol Inyin Sheheim Anusim Im Loi Machmas Nefoshis Averishoim Hilkoch Leslon Lemitli Boinis Machmas Nefoshis Tahave Miyuta. The second Teretz of Toisvis is the Halacha of Palginen Dibure is If the etzem dibur, what was said, can be understood in two oifanim, he said one oifan, and this oifan, he doesn't have the monoskrat, so therefore, this is in pagin in the bure, so we can understand the Haggadah, there wasn't a different oifan. But if what he said, roiv oifanim, he doesn't have mnemonis, because he's saying he did a ma'aseh resha. There's only one oifan machmas nefoshes. You have to know what the 20 other oifanim are. But Al Kaponim says, Taishu says, roiv oifanim means, he'll give him $5, he'll take away $5, whatever, roiv oifanim anusim ayinu is all treifan oifanim. It's a ma'aseh resha. There's only one kosher oifan anusim machmas nefoshes. So then that's another. That's a hagdorin, the loch of Pagin and Dibur. Now, I'd like to say over Rabbi Kevega's Akasha, from this Taisvus we're exposed to a new inyan of in other Mesem Atzmei Roshe, that we see that there's an inyan that doesn't, will not believe that a Maisa Resha was done. Without a Allah of Pagin and Dibur. Without a Allah of Pagin and Dibur. That means this is not Hilchus Eidus. This is Migu. He's coming with a Migu. Anusa Machmas Momen? A Migu. I didn't have to be Mekayim Dishtar. Afalpikin is also not Nemon. So Rabbi Kevega asks Amir de Kekashe. An Agamorit says that Rabbi Yosef held Rabbi Yosef said that the Tanakama that says Haraktiv is Nemo, because the Tanakama holds that a Gazlan de Reis is Kosheleidus. So a Gazlan de Reis is Kosheleidus. That's what Rabbi Yosef said, Pshat Ma Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef said as follows. Rabbi Yosef said that if a person says Pleini Ravani Lirtsoini, so Mela, so he's Lidvorov, he's an eight posel, so he can't kill Yena. Don't say Pagidin Dibure. Plainer of Anil, you take the whole Haggadah, Plainer of Anil, Tzaini. So he's Artoshes Rosh Eid, that's what Rabbi Yosef said, he's an eight posel. But Teira Omro, Artoshes Yotrim Rosh Eli is eight chomas, that's what Rabbi Yosef said. I can't use him for Eidus, he's a posel eight. To doctor up the Haggadah and say it was a loin, so he said, Latzaini, don't mach nish kein Reidlich. So Memele, so that's why he's not Nemon. So Rav Yosef said, Pshat as follows, what's the machloikis, the Tanekame and Rav Yehuda, if a person says Haraktiv is Nemon, so the machloikis is as follows, is Apostle 8, Kosher Nei Decision. That's the Shaila. The Tanakama holds that a Gazlan de Reis is Koshel Eidus Ishe. So I don't have to doctor up his Haggadah. He's a Reitzeach, and the Reitzeach is saying that Meis Bailo. Reitzeach is also Nemo to say Meis Bailo. So Memela, so that's why according to Tanakama, he's Nemo. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Eich is possible to say Meis Baila. Some are Meila, so that's why he's not Nemo. That's how Rabbi Yosef explained the Mishnah. If the story would be a Ritzeich said Meis Baila, so good, so then we say it's Ritzeich, Nemo say Meis Baila, not Nemo say. But this Ritzeich said Haraktiv. He said he did a Meis Eresha. Now, we see from the Gemara in Ksubis that on Hilchesedis, you're not Nemo, Nafilu B'koyach Migu, you're not Nemo to say he did a Meis Eresha. Bezen will not accept this, that you did a Maise Resha. You need a din of Pargin in the Bura. Forget, Tosfos says it matters when you do say, when you don't say. But without Pargin in the Bura, there's another Chesoron. We will not believe that a Maise Resha was done. So, for Rabbi Kevega, according to Rabbi Yosef, what's the Svar of the Tanakame? So he's a Kosherei. He's called a tzeich is a kosher, but he says he did a meis eresha. He said meis and haraktiv. He's saying haraktiv. He did a meis eresha. So if he did a meis eresha, how does it work according to Rabbi Yosef without pargin and diburim? This kasha Rabbi Kevega asks, and he buys by a tzorachin. Rabbi Kevega does not understand our sugya. I'd just like to say over for a few minutes what Rabbi Ber brings a teretz from Rabbi Shaul Leib Diskin, and so Rabbi Shaul Leib Diskin said as follows: the ba'oifen, the lack of psul be'edis, that means if there's no problem over here, that means if a gazon deraisa is kosher la'edis isha, kigoyim. Im noima the gazon deraisa kosher la'edis isha. If we say that a gazon deraisa is kosher la'edis isha, ela iker adin, the whole problem. There's another problem. I can't believe that you did a Maise Resha. There Rav Yosef is also moide, you say, Pargin and Diburay. V'amrinin da ha-maise hoisa ba'oifa nachar. I say that the Maisa wasn't the way you said it. So if you come and say, if there's no problem in Hilchis Eidus, that means that Ritzeich is kosher Eidus. Now you're just coming and saying Eidus that this person is dead and I killed him. So I can't hear such a thing. He's dead because I killed him. So I'll say Pargin and Dibura. I feel according to Rabbi Yosef. He's dead, but not because you killed him. Mishum the davke im hu ba'oifen the shayich psul eidis osay v'rab Yosef d'lei pargin in dibure. Avol ba'oifen the leke psul eidis al ela ashayidei shaydei nemon ahay milse gam bozeh Rab Yosef meide da pargin in dibure. This is what he says over Rabbi Yeshua Leib. And now he wants to explain it. What is pshat? He says, Pshat is like this. The hu chidesh, Rabbi Shaul Leib was machadish. The ba'oifen the leka psul. If there's no psul eidis, elo she'enoi nemo. We can't believe him because I can't believe the person that a ma'aser resha. Oz gamalibi the Rabbi Yosef palgine. The hezber nire. What is the hezber? The Iker Svoras Rabbi Yosef lay svirlay pargin in diburehu. Mishum al yedei de din hapsul chal bechol ha'edis. There's a psul in the edis.
The nivsal ha'edis, that means the edis is coming to us, let us say in the case of Pliny Ravani Lirtzoini. So the edis is coming to Besdin, that a Roshe, that's how the edis is being related to Besdin. A Roshe is telling Besdin that this person was Reveye. That's the edis that is coming to Besdin. So Rav Yosef holds, so a psul is chal, that means this agodis edis cannot be accepted in Besdin. The nifsal ha'edis, the edis is apostle edis, lay epshe lachshuri ha'edis, velasais lishnei diburim. I can't kasha the edis, I feel like they are din the pargin in the burim. The neima, the maisa oise ba'ifenacha. And we'll say that the maisa was differently, it was plainly rabbani la'inzi. In Cain, even the lack of psul, but if there's no psul in the edis, that means if we hold that a reitzeich is kosher edis isha. So the etzim edis that is being said, that he's saying, no, I killed him. So the etzim edis, mitzad the etzim edis, it could be accepted in Besdin. A reitzeich is neman to say that he's dead. But there's a new problem over here. But I can't believe such a story that you, I know the Mesa Matzmei Roshe, I can't believe you that you had done a Maisa Resha. The Yevshe Lahaminoi Lachatzoin. I can't believe this. But Zegam Rav Yosef Moide, Besoiver de Pagini Diburim, Nasa Lishnei Diburim. So it's called two different diburim. So who says you have to? So then we say pagin and diburim. I feel according to Rabbi Yosef. So it's two distinct. We can split one from the other. That means if the problem is I can't believe that you did a ma'isa resha, so that's a son in the money. So I won't believe that. So I'll say, but you're saying two. You're saying in your son, you're saying two distinct inyanim. You're saying he's dead, and I killed him. So Memela, the second thing I have no koyach to believe, so I won't believe it. So I'll say it's not dead because you killed him. I don't have to believe what you're saying. It's a different dibur. It's not a set that has to be accepted the whole thing. So Palginin, so that's what Borber says, Pshat of Emperor Bekeveges Kashe. If there's a chesorin nemones, then Rabbi Yosef is also moide, that Palginin Dibure can be a trufe to take off this chesoron amonis. But there's a chesoron in the etzim agodis edis, that is a psul in the agodis edis, Besdin is hearing edis from a posel, from an eid posel, so that halacha of Palginin Dibure is not sufficient to kasha the edis. Let us go further. Let us learn the next Mishnah. Hachochem she'osar esa isha b'nedar al bailo, hareze lo yiso eno. Now let us see what happened over here. Hachochem asod an isha b'nedar al bailo. So Rashi says b'nedar, she'nodro hano mi bailo. This Rashi is saying a mouthful in every word. She asked hano mi bailo. She's not allowed to have a no from her husband. That means as follows. If she would ask her that her husband can't have a no from her, it wouldn't work. Because since she's meshubit to her husband, so it's called she's asring nichsei chaveiroi al chaveiroi. Chazal omuli shibudet the baal, so it's like she's meshubit him, so she can't aser herself on him, because it's like she belongs to him. So she can't aser nichse chaveir al chaveir. But she did it a different way. She says, I can't have enough from you. So then there's a klal, a mechilim la'odam dover ha'osoloi. That means she can't have enough from him, so she can't have enough from him. Period. So that hano would make that nether would make a lot of friction in their married life. She can't have enough from him. Number one. Number two, v'loy hofalo, and he wasn't made for the nether.
That means, l'chayra, this is zichra dvorim shebeino lebeino. He could have been made for the neder. He wasn't made for the neder. Uboso l'chocham lahatilo. So she came to Achocham to be matter the neder. Agavucha is there, Rabbi Kivega over here. Let me just give one nekuda over here. There's a whole shaila if we know there's two ways one can be matar a neder. There's a neder of that a baal is made for the neder, and then there's a neder that a chocham is matar a neder. Now there's a whole shaila if a chocham can be matar a neder that was hukam al yedei a baal. There's a komas a baal also. If a baal was making a neder, can a chocham be matar such a neder? There's a big, in Shulchan Aruch it says he can't be matar. Can't be matar such a neder. Now, l'chayre, this story over here, l'chayre, we had a hakome. That means he wasn't mefer, and it was somewhat after Yom Shammai. That's what Rashi means. So it's after Yom Shammai, and then, and others understand that if you're not mefer by Yom Shammai, it's kilu you a mekayim the neder. Vafal pikein, a chochem can be matter the neder. So Rashi is saying a mouthful over here. Either Rashi is saying that after hakome, a chochem can be matter a neder, or Rashi is saying that not being meifa is not equivalent to hakome. Not being meifa, you lose your koyach hafore, but it's not hakome. So you can still be matter the neder. Al kaponim, so that's we see from this line in Rashi, that a neder shaloi hufar is still a bar hatov. So she came to this chochem that he should be matter the neder. Leimotza pesach lecharote. L'davon, you don't understand the lashon of Rashi. I mean, l'chayr, there's two eifanim how to be matter a neder. There's a charote, there's a pesach. L'chayr, these are two different eifanim. Zacharote de Mikor, and there's a Pesach. Leimotza Pesach lecharote. You don't understand clearly what Rashi means. But al koponim, whatever Rashi means, the Chochem told her, Rebbetzin, I'm sorry, this neder, you can't be mad at this neder. You're stuck with it. So what happened? So she came back to her husband. You weren't made for the neder. The Chochem says there's nothing that can be done. So the husband saw, so it's no life to be together with such a wife that can't have any anor from him. So he gave her a get. Gave her a get. So now she's a grusha. She's looking for a shidduch. So this chochem wants to marry her. So reza lo yiseyana. He shouldn't marry her. But Rashi's wife, mishum chshat, people are going to start talking, He couldn't find the heter, the big chochem, he couldn't find the heter, some stomach. That's pshat. That's what he wanted to marry her, so he's told that there's no heter, so that's, so chochem lahora. So therefore, ose lezus sfosayim, don't marry her. Miyano ishecholtza befonov. What happened if she was a ktan and she was memayin, or she was a yevomim, and they made chalitze in front of this chacham, Yisoeno, then he's permitted to marry her. Bnei shehu bezn. So here, bnei shehu bezn, so Rashi says, klaima miyane chalitze loy osa chacham zebi yechidi. This he didn't make himself. Dikaimolon chalitze miyun begimu. So there were three people involved over here. So no one will ever talk. It wasn't a good me and it wasn't a good chalitze. And because he wanted to marry her, that's why this went through. No, it's a business. I mean, the business isn't closer like shidi. So no one will talk. So the Reish is speaking about a chochem, that's a yochid, and the Seif is speaking about that there were three in the bezden. So the Gemara says, "Hohi tira." So it would seem a chochem she'osar. So then there's a mokem for lezus for sayim lo yisena. Hohi tira, but it seems what if he was matter than other? So there's no lezus for sayim yisena.
Shaosar, that's the deacon in the Mishnah. Osar not, it, yes.
So the Gemara says, Maya skin, Ilayma bechad, chad mi motzi mate, wo omar abchiyah baroven amar ab amrom, tano atoros nedorim bishloyshe, that atoros nedorim is bishloyshe. So how could one be matter neder? Be'ela betlosa, so if it's speaking about taka betlosa, mechshidi, so if he, if the three asset to her, so they're not choshet, was nan miya noisha cholza befona v'yisenim, neishu bezn. So the Gemara answers, lo ilom bechad, it's speaking about, that it's speaking about one chocham, tochtama rav chizdam rab yoichinem, biyochid mumcha, chanami biyochid mumcha. He says, the Mishnah is speaking about a yochid mumchem. So memele, so if it be matter, there's no mocking for lezuz vosayim, so he can marry her. If he asked there's a mocking lezuz vosayim, so he can marry her. Rashi or itiro v'acha, kach meizbay lo girshi yisena. Shein kam chshod. So Gemara says, lo ilom b'chad. Speaking about chad. Ude kashaloch b'diktoni sha'osam. Bechlal de ba mishrihu, he could be matter also. In biyochid mumch, Rav Chista ben Adorim beperk nara maros. Zog de Gemara weiter. Mi ano eishe cholzo? So the Gemara says, he's allowed to marry her because there was a bezden is net choshet. Taime de bezdem. A bezden is not choshet. Ho betrei loy. But if there were only two, why says two achoshet? So the Gemara is Maishna Mohodes Nan. We learned that Mishnah Edim Sanya Edim Achsumim Al Sdei Mekach. If Edim Chas Medan Ashta Mekach, that means they Chas Medan Reuven sold his field to Shimon. Baal Get Isha, or they Chas Medan Get, Reuven was Megarish his wife Rochel. Is leichoshu chachomim ledovo ze. That's a memela. Now, the one of the edim is permitted to purchase the field from Shimon. Who says it's Shimon's field? They were the edim that said that Reuven sold it. One of the edim is permitted to marry Rochel. Who says that Rochel is geget? He's one of the edim that said she was geget. So al kochoch, the lomdus is, because since there were two people involved, the trei loy cheshidi, so memele, so that's why there's no chshat. So we're not choshed anybody. So the Gemara says, higufi kamash malom. Not the Mishnah is telling us that there's no chshat because there are three. No, he wants to tell us that miyun needs three. Lafuki miman deoma miyun bifnei shnayim. Kamash malam bim begimel. That means he wants to tell us, he's telling us, lemaise, there's no shad, but he's telling us, because Mian needs a bezin, that's why there's no shad. If Mian wouldn't need a bezin, also wouldn't be a shad. I want to tell you that Mian needs a bezin. Afuki mandioma, Mian bifnei shnayim. Kamash malam bim, Mian begimel. Sagt Rashi. What's the whole rayim that the Mishnah says you need three? Two also called a bezin. Mikomok memri de daik shape militoli time be bezin loikoma mibnei shahoyu beis. It's why did the Mishnah two could also be called a bezin, but why did he have to mention bezin? Why didn't he say because they were two? Shma mino de lo isagi oche betrei. Ba'oi dum yudachlitze de begimel. So my mele, so the bezden of me and mistam is similar to the bezden of chlitze, which is three. Ava gav dike man de marche bepeg mitzvus chalitze bi yechidi. that there's someone that's machshel chalitza with a yochir, achtana leisobala kavosi, the chad vadi le mikri besn, he wouldn't say because chalitza was bifnei besn. Bika nami renone, there's also renone also. Salkocho chalitza ziches besholish. So memele, so the besn of mean is also besholish. So the Gemara says, "Ein chanami." Als chashat too would also be sufficient. Let's see the next tesis. Lechoshu chachomim ledovoze. So tesis says, "V'afal gav deshori," even though it's permissible, "mikom mokim bal nefesh yischachek." The sanyo belotreif is done as adin. Zika v'chayiv timei v'tiyah v'chene edim sheheidu. Kulam rashoim likach. If Edom said Edis, they're permitted to purchase it from the lekeich. Abu chachomim amru hischachik bin akira min adoim alay. So we see that what, that even though lemaise, it is permissible lahaloche, but it's not a mishnes chasidim. Chazal said hischachik bin akira min adoim alay. Vim taim amrin besayif iskabel. The Gemara says in Seif Yiskabel Gabi Cheshinin Shem Batisker Edim that if two people come to a Seifer and tell him the husband made them shluchim to that the Seifer should write a get, and they come to Tuedim, tell them the husband made them shluchim that these two people should be Eidach Sime. So the Gemara says Cheshinin, we don't trust them. Shema Tisker Eidim could be she hired these two people. Diburi Omri Maisei Loi Ovdi. Al Kapon of the Gemara says two people can talk, but they won't do anything, but they'll talk. So two people don't have namonis. So Taisi seems to be asking Gekashe, so why does they have Eidim She Idu Kulam Rashoim Likach? Idu means if he idu bal peh lechayre talk, there's no nemonis by talking. Bishleimer d'chshemei idim sheker choshiv nami maise. If they're saying edus, that's also called a maise. The bench bekuntres kivin dal piyam nigma lekori debur hosom ela ba'imer imru. They're not saying edus. They're not being goyim or something. They're just informing the sefer and the edim to chasm on the get. So if there's no gemar, so there we say that a filo too, we also have to be chayish. Maybe the wife hired them and did not know them. Zok the gemara weiter. Iboilu. We had in the Mishneh, non-Mishneh, that let's say a chocham she'osar esa isha b'neder, abayil areza lo yisa eno. So a chocham should not marry the isha. So the Gemara klaus ha-shailem, konas mar she'yetz. What happens if he did marry her? Is he mechuyif to give her a get, or hafal, he did the wrong thing, but now he's not mechuyif to be meitzia. Rav Kahana Omar Konas Moitzi. Rav Ashi Omar Konas Eini Moitzi. Toni Lu Rav Zutei. Devei Rav Papik. Devei Omar Konas Eini Moitzi. Forget it. So Baraisi learned that Konas is Eini Moitzi. Omru Lai Rabbonon Le Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was the one, he was an Amore, and he said Konas Eini Moitzi. Not Mokhuyiv to give a gift. Gimore Oisvore. How did you derive to this conclusion? You have a Gemara or a Svara. Omer lohu masnisani. I have a Mishnah. Hanitan mishivcho v'nishtachoro. We hear in the Mishnah there was a keil that a person was mezana with a shivcho. And she was became a meshucheres. Me'avedes kechovim v'nizgayro. He's not permitted to be kainis. Let's learn the way Rashi says, also mimcha lezuz fosayim, because people will be marzik the keil, if you'll marry her. But, ve'im konas, the Mishnah says, ein meitzin, you can't force him to give a get. Alme, birnon, aloy mafkinon, arinon is a sibe not, Arinon is a sibe not to marry to you, because you're enhancing the Rinon. But if you got married already, loy mavkina, no chanami berunona, loy mavkina. That means over here also, this chacham, he shouldn't have married this isha, because people start talking, that's why it was a din lo yichnais, lo yisena, but if he married her, we're not mates. Let us see Rashi. Konas marsha yoitzi, achocham vameivi get koi. So Rashi learns, we'll see this in machloikus harishainim, that the Gemara shaila is not only on our Mishnah, the Gemara shaila is on the previous Mishnah also, that maybe get on the Bufani Nichtov, Meis Baila, all those cases that we had said that they shouldn't marry the Yishiv, if they married, Konas Marsha Yaitzi. Gemara Oisvora, Haida Amrat Konas Ein Moitzi, where did he get this? It's a Gemara Oisvora. So he told them it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Anitan ala Shivcha, Anitan Mishivcha, so what do we see? Bernone mipnei rinun v'laz b'nei yodam. Leimrine lei oitzei. You will not tell them. People will talk, and then you marry her. By marrying her, they're talking some more. They're talking to begin with, and you were mezana with her. Now by marrying her, you're adding fuel to the fire. So, for that's a reason not to get married, to prevent it. But if it happened, then he won't be namuchid to be mates. So now Rashi asks a meir de kekash. So Rashi asks, what is pshat in the Mishnah if it's nitan aleishes ish? The awesome. Oyel b'heitziya b'ayla mipnei zeb olach zeb in nosa mechuar adobam. Now, if we would learn that according to Rav, that the Mishnah is b'heitziyuha, so mail the kashi finds sich nicht on. There's two edim that he was mezana with her, so to say to leboyu, so he's mechuif to give her a get. That's the Rashi is learning a fellow will be geiris in the Mishnah not vahitzi yuha, vahitziya. That means that there was a rinon that Reuven was mezana with Shimon's wife. And Shimon gave her a get. Is hoyu vahitziya baila mipnei ze, vaholach ze v'nosa mechuva radova. So we have to understand what is Rashi saying. What is this different? There was a rinon. Let us understand the case over here. There was a rinon. People said he's a boil. He was mezana with a fine rinon. They themselves must tama saying nishkishtaig nishkifleigen. It's a check of a cause. Fine. So it's a rinon. Now he married her. He married her. So people start to, oh. It is a zicher right that he was mezana with her. Fine. Weiter Arinu. So now, what's on? We tell him over here. Now you have to give a get. What is the difference between this rinon and that rinon? Ne rinon velazne, the same thing before. A person was mezana. There's a rinon that he was mezana with a goite. There's a rinon where the people were talking. Nitna la'akom. Now he married her, Zichariah was mezana with Anakum. He shouldn't have married her. Samimcha Ikshus Pelos, this was fine. He married her, fine. But what is a klal? Berunon Eloi Mavkinam. So now that people are talking and talking, so you're not mechuiv to get your wife because of these people who are talking. So what's over here? So Rashi seems to be saying, I think, Oyel v'yetziyo b'aylo mipnei zeh, v'holach zeh v'nosa mechuar adobo. That means, if it's true, if it's not true, that's debatable. We don't know. But the Serinun accomplished something, number one, that her husband gave her again. the husband got rid of his wife because of the srina that she was mezana with you. That's why he got rid of his wife. Now, by you marrying her, that's mitzvah bechina harotzachta gam yerashta. That means not enough that this laws made that he had to give his wife a get. Now you have to take her. This is very mechua. There it's tamazoya rinun. So people are talking, let them talk. But this is I think that's what Rashi means. He gave her a get because of the srinun. I mean, if you were mezana, you're not mezana. I mean, the base medesh is zicha weren't, that's for sure. It means the people are speaking that you are mezana in mishtoi, and there's a whole curl in the shtot. So, the zicha something fishy here. So you were zicha misabim that the husband should have to give her a get. And now you're gonna take over his ishus also. That's mechuvah. For davar mechuvah, I think that is pshat in Taisvis. In Rashi. Let's see Taisvis. Omer lohu masnisani anita. Now, Taisvis asks a kasha, well, the nitan alayshus ish, Taisvis also asks this kasha. So what is pshat if you say, that by a renona you're not mafik, so what's a nitan alayshus ish? Loidomi. The horsom bedin she yaitzi im hu emes, the dosom bedin hu she yaitzi im hu emes. If it is true that she is taka soite, is a sivalei. So mele, so then we say you mechuyev to give a get. Maybe it's true. Avol hoche she osar as ishe beneder afilo osro sheloi kedin kimin she gil shabaylo shori lechochem midiyerais. But so Taisi says, but over here afilo it is people are saying you want matter because you wanted that a husband should give a get. Fine, that's what people are saying. Neniach afilo that's true what they're saying. But Lemaisa, am I permitted to marry her? I mean, Lemaisa, if her husband did give her a get, I'm a shegit, I'm a mushris, whatever I am. But Lemaisa, after he gave a get, I'm allowed to marry her. So Memele, I'm not doing any isurim by remaining married to her. So therefore, they're here. So it's only arena that people are talking and talking. For talking and talking, you're not mitzi nisha mi bail. Mebirnon elem avkina. Abakan shayel aben, Rashi had said, the Gemara cleared the shayla not only by kochem she'osar asish. The Gemara also cleared the shayla by a maybe get, by meis baila. All these things, the Gemara cleared the shayla. No. By Meis Baila, if he marries, so what do people say? Oh, Meis Baila, and all of a sudden it's Gvoron HaShidduch between him and her. So people say that he's alive. So people are saying you're doing an Issa. So what's the difference between this Rinon and the Rinon of Saita? So let us see the Taisus Yishonim. Olahach Perusho. So the Taisus Yishonim Ois Beis. Ach perushin tzach loimet, chiboy leel konis ma she yoytzi loy koi ela chochem she osam. Di koi akulu ki de perish akuntres leel, ma ishna dole mavkine noche berenonam, u benitan mavkine naf berenonam, de gam ochi merenonam emes, she mishake ma haidom rimei sarakti basur loy minatayre, she dain eish esishi. Alabade loiko boy elomi chochom shaosari shebenadar al bailo. So, kaponim from Taisvis, you see that Taisvis did not learn like Rashi. That's what the Taisvis Yishonim says. So therefore, Taisvis could say such a terms. Let us see the next Mishnah. Bekulon shaoyu lem noshim umesu. What is the din if, let's talk about the chochom or the yed echo that said meis bailo? That when they said, when they did these things which were misaviv, that this woman should become mutter to get married, they had wives. And later their wives died. Mutoris linosilem. So then people won't say that the reason they did it was because they wanted to marry her, because they, b'shas, they did it to their wife. After their wife died, so now he decides to marry her. Abul b'shas, he said this edus, he had no negia whatsoever to say this edus. He had a wife. The kulon shoylem noshim umesu matoris l'nosolem. Heta number two. What happens if they said meis bailo or the b'fonei nichtav and they got married to someone else? V'nizgar shu oishin is almano. There's also matoris l'nos lebem. People have nothing but to talk about. Okay. You see, she got married to someone else, so the whole thing wasn't a fake that he should marry her. The kulon matoris l'vneim oilacheim. And Chiddush number three is that after his heter, or after his sivuv, that she's mutter to get married, she married a son or a brother, that is all, it's also permissible. I don't say that the reason this was all done because the son was desperate for a shidduch, or his brother was desperate for a shidduch. I only say this, the whole ginun is only if he married her. But if any of the Kraven married her, there's no Issa. The Kulam Achochem Vamevi Get Vameid Beishel Asid Namba Ula Yichnai Shoylem Noshim Bishas Maise Umeisu Laachazman. And later the wives died. Mutoris Eilul Nosalem. The hash the lekach shad is not shad shay bisho shay heid bohei. Oisha osro chochom. Oisha ishte kayemis. He had a wife. Veloy lisa is zun iskavon. So that he had no intent of marrying someone else. He had a wife. The kuna noshim alolo shenisu lacheirim. Ksha osro chochom. Oik shay heid. Aid by Mrs. Baila Umesu Abaila Mashniim. If they got married to someone else, Matosal Nosal Chochmaleidl maybe get. But Kulam Anoshimailu Matoris Livneim Oila Achayim Shalailu Amatir Moisom. Beina Suris Elo Lahen Lebado.